At last, a new CD to feature, plus an idea from a listener to this, the Organ First radio show. Yes, some suggestions from listeners, but despite which, I'm going to carry on broadcasting. No, seriously, it's always good to know the type of music that you like, and for that matter, that which you don't. Not that I allow the latter to influence me, you understand. Several of you emailed to say how much you enjoyed last month's Honours show, and nobody was in disagreement with my own choice for the very first Organ First Radio Show Honours Award, that I gave to John Mann. Had the usual long, chatty and always humorous reply from the man himself, and also from Australia came fond memories from another John. John Batts, who recalls seeing John Mann, that is, in Cardiff in the days when he, the other John that is, was appearing at the ABC Cinema in Cardiff playing a Compton Mellotone, where John used to play for a whole hour before the start of the show, commencing with the rousing Radetzky March. Radetzky March, played by John Mann, not, as you will have gathered, on a Compton Mellotone, but a Compton Cinema organ, formerly in the ABC Tunbridge Wells, but now enjoying a new lease of life as part of the Bertie Fenn collection in Pinchbeck, Spalding in Lincolnshire. And to set the record straight, John Mann actually sent me photos and posters to confirm that the memory of listener John Batts was correct. The cinema was the ABC Olympia Cardiff, the organ was a Compton Mellotone, and from that temporary position, which ended in January 1960, John Mann was then contracted to play a month later at the Embassy North Harrow. Those were the days, of course, of special roadshow presentations where organists were seen as a form of entertainment's tax relief because they provided an hour's live entertainment prior to the screening of such films as The Nun's Story. Now, another listener who enjoyed last month's show was Andrew Moore from Kidlington in Oxfordshire, who actually suggests not one, but two ideas for future shows, one of which is rather tongue-in-cheek because he's actually waiting to have the first of his two cataract operations. What he would prefer me not to include, therefore, are tunes with cloudy or foggy in the title, and presumably that also includes Three Blind Mice and the theme from Blind Date. Well, it just so happens that the new CD from Howard Beaumont, titled Dancing Decades, happens to contain a very appropriate track titled The Colours of My Life, which I can assure you, Andrew, you'll find quite amazing after the cataract operation. Here then is Howard Beaumont, still in season, if you'll pardon the expression, at Scarborough, with that very tune which comes from the show Barnum, and it's coupled with the Roy Orbison classic Blue Bayou. Colours of My Life and Blue Bayou, played there by Howard Beaumont. Now, the very next track on that new CD from Howard might also have been made especially for inclusion in the show, because it's the classic theme from the gallery sequence in the kids' art show Vision On, which starred Tony Hart and was aired from 1964 through to 76. And here, once again, at his Yamaha Tyros 5 workstation and his Yamaha P115 MIDI digital piano, is Left Bank 2, to give it its other known title, played by Howard Beaumont. The previous track, both coming from Howard Beaumont's latest CD titled Dancing Decades, which, as the title suggests, are tunes which Howard has chosen from the 50s through to the 70s. A total of 21 tracks in all, everything from the TV theme to Upstairs Downstairs via Flashdance and The Hustle. Now, if you happen to be holidaying in Scarborough itself, and why not, because it is a nice resort, then you can pick up a copy from Howard at the Scarborough Spa Suncourt Concerts on Wednesdays at 2:30 to 4, the Ballroom Coffee Dances Thursday mornings from 10:30 to 12:30, and Friday morning concerts in the Suncourt at 11:30. But if you're listening to this programme after September the 15th, then you'll be too late, because that's when Howard's 2018 season comes to an end. Full details, of course, on the Organ First radio page. Let's return now to the suggestion from a listener, which I mentioned at the head of the show today, and it features this track by American organist John Ledwan, playing his four manual 52 rank Wurlitzer in his residence. It's the Ice Castle's theme, otherwise known as Through the Eyes of Love. John Ledwan playing his four manual 52 rank Wurlitzer at the time of that recording, an instrument that has been subsequently removed and has been replaced by yet another. Through the Eyes of Love, that was. Talking of eyes, what must it be like for registered blind organists? Well, the next three artists, all of whom are no longer alive, certainly didn't let it bother them. For many years, the name of Peter Bartle was synonymous with Cornwall, and he could often be found playing in clubs and for all kinds of other functions. Originally, his livelihood was piano tuning and maintenance until sometime in the 70s when he became a professional organist. I think I'm right in saying that he had his first broadcasts on The Organist Entertains when Robin Richmond was in the presenter's chair. Anyway, he did make an LP on the Grosvenor label and also a number of cassettes which were produced down here in Cornwall. As we've all enjoyed such an amazing summer this year, here then is blind organist Peter Bartle at the Hammond to play the Summer Samba. The Summer Samba, played by Peter Bartle, a charming man who I recall meeting, along with his guide dog Brig, at one of the organ festivals produced by Cled Griffin down at Barton Hall in Torquay. Peter died in 1986 at only 53 years of age. The second blind organist recording, also on the Grosvenor label, was made by Ken Outram, who was the resident organist at the City Hall Ballroom in Sheffield, where he played the organ for the best part of 20 years when this LP was made in 1986. In point of fact, his total number of years there was 37, and he eventually retired in 2004, but sadly passed away at 81 years of age only 5 years later. Anyway, it's another Hammond we're about to hear, the Commodore model this time, and the tunes are I Only Have Eyes for You and I'll Get By.
Thank you.
Outram with I Only Have Eyes for You and I'll Get By. It's a return now to the theatre pipe organ for the final organist in this trio, and again, someone I had the pleasure of working with on a number of occasions. Known as RPB, or the organist with three hands, on account of his amazing keyboard technique, Reginald Porter Brown did indeed have an instantly recognisable style all his very own. He appeared twice at the cinema where I once worked, and each evening I had to send down one of the projectionists to the manager's office, where Reg would be waiting, to be then escorted through the darkened auditorium and then down under the stage and through the labyrinth of corridors to the organ console. His eyesight problems were so bad that he could have easily injured himself without this guidance. The amazing thing was his memory, because on the Monday morning of his week-long engagements, he'd sit at the console and literally memorise where all the stop tabs and presets were positioned, and when he then went on to set up all to his own satisfaction. A man of very few words to the audiences, that is, he'd play the interlude and with a wave of the hand would descend out of view. How he ever got to Australia to do a series of concerts, I'll never know. But he certainly did, because some of the most amazing extracts were then issued on a private label. It's hard to believe that these sounds come from only a two-manual 10-rank Wurlitzer organ installed in the Town Hall in Marrickville in Sydney. Here then is Reginald Porter Brown, commencing in a rather restrained mood with Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and then he beats it up a bit with a Dixieland medley.
Thank you. Thank you.
Memories there of the amazing Reginald Porter Brown from recordings that he made during a visit to Australia in the early 70s. He died in 1982 at 72 years of age. This next track also fits nicely into the show this month. It's a lovely arrangement by an equally lovely organist and a good friend of mine, Penny Whedon, or to give her full moniker, Penny Whedon Kerr. All Things Bright and Beautiful is an Anglican hymn, but it's also popular with other Christian denominations. It also can be sung to several melodies, but the one that Penny Whedon included on her conducted tour of England CD is based on the full choral adaptation by John Rutter. Here then is Penny Whedon at her Yamaha EL900M. Penny Whedon playing All Things Bright and Beautiful, a condition that I can assure listener Andrew Moore, who gave me the idea for some of the items in today's show, that he'll most certainly find to be true after his cataract operations. Actually, I did think about including I, played by Ethel Smith, but figured everyone would spot the error. In his letter to me, Andrew Moore went on to indicate that the track I also featured a couple of months back, played on the Wurlitzer Omni 6000 model, was an instrument born out of collaboration between Wurlitzer and Hohner. It seems that the Omni 6000 was almost identical to the Hohner D98, the only difference being a slight difference in console construction aimed at different markets, and that the Omni had a button marked soprano, whereas the D98 it was labelled as singing voice. Differences to one side, here is the one-time demonstrator for Hohner himself, Peter Haywood, playing the D98, and the tune is Music Across the Bay. Peter Haywood at the Hohner D98 and Music Across the Bay. As an avid follower of the Antiques Roadshow, I was most surprised to find myself briefly featured on it a few months ago. Rather unkindly, family members have said it was the best bit of typecasting they'd ever known, but putting the sarcasm to one side, permit me to explain. The preamble to the show featured a section devoted to Billy Butlin of Holiday Camp fame, and suddenly there's a shot of me, four redcoats and organist Dave Nicholas, resident at the time at the Butlin's Metropole Hotel in Blackpool. It was one of a series of shots taken for the eventual iconic cover on the Amberley label titled Around the World with Dave Nicholas, who'd played there for a number of seasons from 61 through to 1973. This year, Dave has just notched up his 29th year playing the Rushworth and Dreeper concert organ in the Liverpool Philharmonic Hall for the ongoing classic film series of screenings. Prior to each show, he entertains the audience in true cinema organ style as they arrive, and right up to the point when the house lights dim and the huge screen, proscenium arch and curtains rise slowly out of the floor in front of the console. It's now believed to be the only surviving example of such a screen in the world. So let's take in a little of the atmosphere right now.
Thank you.
Spice of Life, Blaze Away and March the Rain, played by Dave Nicholas on the Rushworth and Draper concert organ in the Liverpool Philharmonic. And tell me, where else is there an organist residency to match the record of Liverpool's very own Dave Nicholas? Yes, indeed, the Golden Age. I made mention earlier in the show that if you happen to be in Scarborough before September the 15th, you could pick up a copy of Howard Beaumont's latest, and for that matter, any number of his recordings. Well, in point of fact, he'll be back in the town on October the 21st, when he'll be appearing for the Scarborough Organ Society. Founded in 1965 and still going strong, 10 years later they purchased their very own Hammond C3 and Leslie speakers, although this was later retired, and in 2005, at their 40th anniversary, they treated themselves to an Allen digital theatre organ. But back in 1997, when Doreen Chadwick was appearing there, John Greenwood of Audicord Recordings took the opportunity to record her playing their C3. Here then is Doreen with Toot Toot Tootsie, Sweet Georgia Brown, and Ma, He's Making Eyes at Me. Thank you. Toot Toot Tootsie, Sweet Georgia Brown and Ma, He's Making Eyes at Me, played by the sadly missed Doreen Chadwick. Although several of the organists in this month's programme are no longer with us, they have left behind some superb recordings. And in many respects, that's the aim of Organ First Radio, to keep those sounds alive with musical memories to be enjoyed in the years to come. Taking us out of the show this month, here's another sadly missed organist with a style again that was all his very own. And so, from yours truly, Alan Ashton, it's goodbye for now, as I leave you in the company of Johnny Seng at the magnificent organ in the St. Mary of the Lake Seminary in Mundelein with On a Clear Day.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.